You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 73. And today, I've got a special guest joining me to talk about the most important topic, something you must do, especially if you've got a lot of competition, to make sure you're standing out in the crowd. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson, your host here, and I'm super excited for today's podcast episode. There's so many reasons why. I'll explain in a minute when I introduce my guest. But first, I want to make sure that you have an important tool in your toolbox, especially if you find that you have a cash flow crunch once in a while. Look, it happens to every business owner. But what you do when the cash flow is low can really set you up for success or massive frustration. And that's when I turn to, with myself and my clients, to the Rapid Cash Strategies tools. These are 10 very, very easy and massively valuable ways to bring in a fast influx of cash when you need it most. Think of it as like cash on demand strategies. And the best part is I'd like to give you my top 10 absolutely free right now if you go over to rapidcashstrategies.com. Now, let's get into today's episode where you're going to learn a lot more about how to get yourself set apart from your competition and make sure that cash flow is always coming in. Well, welcome, my friends. I'm so excited for today's episode with my friend Michael Neely. We're going to be talking about what it takes to really stand out, to position yourself as the authority by using authority platforms. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Michael. Michael Neely is a mentor and business strategist for visionary solopreneurs. He's a former professional actor and, this is super fun, a medieval knight. Did I get that right? A medieval knight, an author and a speaker. And he hosts the podcast, Consciously Speaking, By This, Not That, and drumroll please, the brand new Something to Whine About podcast with me. Woohoo! We're gonna be talking about wine. So Michael's passion is about waking people up, and it's something that I think we really connected over. And his approach to this is coaching heart-centered entrepreneurs to find their gift, grow their voice, and step into the spotlight in a really big way. Michael's also a mindset master with a gift for helping people get out of their own way. And if you're tired of being the best kept secret, Michael is your guy. Michael, I feel like I'm explaining the boy version of me when I talk about you.
No, I was even thinking that as you're reading it. I'm like, yeah, it sounds like we are, you know, twins of different mothers. Yeah.
Yes. Brother and sister from another mother and
father. There you go.
Yeah, so just on a personal note, Michael and I have gotten to know each other a little bit over the last year. I want to say two things. First of all, before we jump into everything, you know, if you're going to live events, there's something to be said about showing up and connecting outside of the room, because everything that Michael and I do together was birthed by having a conversation at a late night gathering of people who were having a glass of wine and talking. And it's probably what inspired us to co-host this wine show together, because we both realized some of the best conversations happen outside of these event rooms over a glass of wine.
Yeah, it's an amen to that, sister. I mean, it's like, yeah, we've developed all of this stuff. I mean, the events are great too, but it's what's going on outside afterwards in a more casual social setting.
Yeah, let me not take anything away from the events, because the events in the room are amazing. They're so educational. You're going to make, you know, great connections. But what I'm saying is some of the deals, some of the real connections and the opportunities happen when you're having those more personal conversations. And so part two of this is a real big plug for having your own podcast, because Michael and I got to know each other because he invited me to be on his show, which is awesome. Can't wait to catch up on the Buy This, Not That. But I've been listening to Consciously Speaking. It's so good. And, you know, these conversations you have with all these different conscious people who are bringing consciousness to the world in different forms. It's inspiring. Like, I'm learning a lot.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate that.
Well, let's talk about authority. And I think there's probably no better way to open up a conversation about authority than to talk about jousting. I'm so blown away that you used to be a jouster and a sword fighter. I did not know that. Like, okay, what got you into that part of your journey?
Yeah, you know, I kind of stumbled into it a little bit. I had gotten my degree in acting, my undergraduate degree, and I kind of like literally was, you know, fumbling around afterwards, like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get some acting work? I mean, it's hard as an actor to really get your first jobs and get some exposure out there. And so what happened was I was living in the Los Angeles kind of area with a friend of mine from college, and his mom said, oh, hey, there's this place called Medieval Times. You should go check it out. And so I'm like, okay. And so I went and, you know, asked them if they were hiring anybody. And of course, you know, I came in as an actor, and what I found out later was they don't really look for actors typically. They just kind of like look for anybody who wants to jump on a horse and swing a sword. And so I show up with my headshot and resume and all this, and they're like, okay, well, yeah, we'll hire you. You're going to be a squire, you know, which for those who don't know what that means in the world of medieval times, it means you're the guy running around in the arena, handing the knight his sword, shoveling up the horse poop out of the sand afterwards. And it's a grunt job. But the plus was I got to train on how to ride a horse and how to sword fight. And I think I may have broken the record as far as getting in the show the fastest. It was like, you know, 5 weeks of training, and then boom, I was in the show as a knight. And so that was how it all started.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even imagine the segue between jousting and sword fighting and then becoming a business coach and mentor. So I think there's some gaps in there somewhere. Like, how did that shift take place?
Yeah. That's, you know, and it's kind of one that happened over time, like those types of shifts that occur for us when we don't even realize that they're happening. But I mean, yes, I was jousting and sword fighting, but I still had my eyes set on the bigger goal of a long-term professional acting career. And so even, you know, while jousting, I pursued my MFA in acting too. And all the while, I'm also doing personal development work. Mm. And part of that was because I wanted to know more about the human psyche. I mean, when you're playing a role, you want to dig into that character really well. And so I had to really study about how we are as humans being in the world. And over time, I really, you know, developed a skill set. I completed all of the landmark education stuff. I did a lot of the Tony Robbins work and David Data and Katie Hendricks. And then as I kind of phased out of my acting career, I started putting all this stuff to use in helping and supporting other people and getting through their own, you know, blocks and barriers. And so that's when kind of it all segued into coaching. And the rest is kind of history.
So did you hire a coach to help you with your journey, and that's what kind of turned the light on? Or did you just learn about this industry of coaching and jump right in? Like, what happened first?
I think what happened first was I married a coach.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. So, you know, and I had dated a few along the way too, I guess, come to think of it, you know, doing all those years of that work. But then I married Grace Clayton, who was my wife for many years, and she was a coach, and it actually started me on another consciousness path. She's the one who introduced me to Gay and Katie Hendricks and to a lot of other stuff. And at the same time, I was also studying the philosophy of Buddhism as well. And so kind of it all intermingled and, you know, worked on from there. So that was my first exposure. And I have to say too, by the way, when you do this work, Grace and I are no longer partners. As a matter of fact, I've remarried, she's remarried, and we double date and hang out as family together still. So, you know, there's that to be said for a conscious relationship too.
I love that. Such a model for what's possible in a world where so many people focus on the problems and, you know, there's so much angst. Thanks for doing that and sharing that.
Absolutely.
So I want to explain what an authority is, because that may mean different things to different people, and why it's valuable to aspire to have an authority platform.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, first of all, the authority can be confused depending on who's hearing it and what context, but it's, we're not talking about the authority like, you know, the police officer or the judge or anything
right,
like that.
Right.
But it's more of, well, you've heard the expression, so-and-so wrote the book on blank, okay, or whatever it may be. And the word authority has author in it. And so that's where it all kind of evolved from back in the day when the experts would put out books of their expertise, and then those books were used for other people to learn. And so that is the epitome, I think, of becoming an authority, was to be someone professing your expertise through the form of a book. Now, of course, in today's modern age and with the internet and all of these other platforms, there are lots of ways outside of authoring your own book to put forth your message and your expertise and build that authority as well.
Yeah, I didn't ever think about the fact that authority has author in it. So great little way to look at authority and the power of authorship. What else is important in the realm of authority? Like, I'm imagining that if I'm a coach or I'm an entrepreneur or I'm whatever I am, and there's a sea of those people out there, right? It's like there's so many people who are similar. And by the way, as a business coach, that's exactly what happens. There's a million people that think they can do what I do. So how does authority play into that for someone like me who sees so many people who sound like me, who talk like me, who may have similar things as me?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like this. It's any coach that's out there, or anybody who's doing anything in this realm, whether you're an author, a healer, a speaker, anything along those lines, in order to be accepted as an authority, you've really got to understand that there's a, as you probably may have talked about in prior episodes, the know, like, trust factor that needs to be built and overcome. And it used to be, you know, that having a book was a great way to do that, because if you had a book, that actually meant something. It carried some clout. And so nowadays, the ways to differentiate yourself from everybody else out there is to have an authority platform, which is cross media, if you will. So having a podcast, doing virtual summits, speaking from stage, being a keynote speaker and having your signature talk, and then still authoring your own book is still a part of it. But now it's more about having the whole package. And the way I equate it is like, you know, if you've got a wheel, great, great, that's a wheel, but a wheel in and of itself won't do much for you. And maybe, you know, you could add, you know, an axle. And so now you've got a wheel and an axle, and maybe you add a door or something, but you're getting lots of parts, but you're not really making a machine to take you where you want to go. And so I feel like, you know, having your authority blueprint, having all of these pieces in place actually turns them into the machine that can actually transport you into becoming the go-to expert. Mm.
Yeah, that's a great metaphor. Well done. Yeah, I love that. Because I think that that's exactly what I've seen 18 years coaching people. There's a lot of parts and there's a lot of things that we have in motion because, you know, most of us are really creative. We have lots of ideas, lots of passions, and lots of, you know, skills that we can tap into. So having a way to pull it all together so that these pieces come together and have power, that's what I think makes us stand out. That's what makes somebody want to choose you over someone else.
Yeah, and it really builds that know, like, trust factor so that there's less of an obstacle when you're in the conversation to, you know, have somebody hire you. When you have all of these elements in place, it's already kind of built in. So it gets you to work together much more quickly, I find.
So I'm kind of curious, do you think in some way having a career in acting has played into or kind of set you up differently to be successful today?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's been a big plus for me just in the respect of even starting my own podcast, which was kind of by accident. I was actually working with a client and having a conversation that was opening up a lot of doors for him, and he was having a lot of aha moments, and I asked if he cared if we recorded the conversation because I wanted to have a record of this conversation. And so we recorded it, and at the end we played it back, and he said, "Wow, that sounds really good. You should start a podcast." And I had no idea what a podcast was, and I knew the word, but I'd never listened to one in my life, didn't know how one worked or anything. And then 14 days later, I launched my first show. So,
Wow.
Yeah. But I think having the acting background and being able to speak naturally, I think was, you know, a big plus. It helps out a lot. And now, of course, speaking from stage, it also, all of it kind of plays in together.
Yeah, I think it's a skill that allows you to have confidence even if you don't have it. Like, you gotta have to find a way to like shine confidently as an actor.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, totally. Not that any of us ever fake it, right?
Right, never.
Yeah. So let's talk about podcasting. You now officially have 3 podcasts, right?
Yes, thanks to you.
Yeah, right. Woohoo. I can't wait to get that podcast off the ground, by the way. It's going to be so fun. So by the way, as you're listening in, if you're somebody who enjoys wine and you like having a glass of wine and talking to friends, you're definitely going to want to watch for when we launch. That's going to be super fun.
Yeah, totally.
But like, what does podcasting do for us, and why is it something that we should consider in our authority platform?
I would say one of the main reasons to consider it right off the bat is that the barrier to entry is so small. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, literally, I started my podcast. I didn't have to learn a lot. I mean, within 14 days of even hearing what a podcast was, I was up and running, and I think I was paying maybe $5 or $7 a month for my hosting platform. And I bought a $25 headset and microphone, and that was it. I plugged it into my laptop and I started recording. So the barrier to entry in knowledge is minimal, and in expense is minimal. So anybody could have one up and running really pretty quickly. And it starts to set you up as someone. Not everybody will do it, and not everybody who does it will continue it. And so just having those two things going for you really sets you apart from the crowd. And like you talked about differentiating yourself from other coaches, that's one of the best ways to start doing that.
Yeah. And I think like there's this kind of this influence shift, you know, I'm a huge fan of getting on other people's podcasts. I think it's super smart. As a matter of fact, we just did an interview with Nicole Holland on that, but I think that even more importantly, like, as the host, your influence in the eyes of your potential clients rises. Like, it's almost like an instant authority positioner. Would you agree?
I totally agree. Yes. Yeah. You nailed it.
Yeah. What do you think your podcast has done to help your influence rise?
Well, that was the first step of it, was just to plant me kind of there as an authority. But then all of a sudden stuff really starts to kick in. And that is that if you build your podcast that is an interview style, and I'm not saying that's the only way to do it, but it is one of the really nice ways to build you up. You start interviewing other experts. And as you build these other or interview these other experts, you're building your authority level too, because you bring somebody on who's, you know, a rung or two higher than you on the ladder, it pulls you up. And it's kind of like if you look at Oprah Winfrey, I mean, she was just an interview host on a TV show. But over time, by interviewing better and better and better guests, she's elevated herself to who she's become, which, as we all know, is just incredible. And so you can do that with a podcast, starting out small, kind of like what she did, except, you know, hers was a TV show, but she got a podcast doing that.
Why would I choose a podcast over some of these other types of formats? Like, there's Facebook Live shows, there's YouTube channels, there's, you know, traditional online radio. I mean, there's in-person radio, right? And then there's, of course, traditional TV. Why do you think podcasting is the route to go for someone?
Let me give you, I can give you 3 really top reasons right off the bat. One of them is ease of listening.
Okay.
And I say listening because you can't watch a video while you're driving or while you're, you know, doing certain things like working out at the gym. And so that's why podcasts are becoming more and more popular, is because it's something that you can do while you're doing something else. And we are multitasking as a society more and more every day. So on your commute, on your workout at the gym, you know, on your jog, you can be listening to a podcast. So that's one of the things that makes it super popular over these other video style of pieces. The other is the evergreen nature of it. So you do a Facebook Live, well, it's going to go so far down in your news feed that at some point it's going to become almost like undiscoverable. Whereas an episode in a podcast is always, you know, a click away, and people can easily see your whole list of your episodes and boom, oh, I want to talk to this. I want to listen in on this person, kind of a thing. So I think that is the other piece that gives it, you know, that really readily available spot. And then the other thing is if when you're doing the video stuff, there's a lot more physical requirements to get it all rolling. Whereas a podcast, like we're recording this right now, and when we're done, you'll, you know, save it, you'll do a little edit, and you'll upload it, and then it'll be out there. You don't have to do any of the fancy video editing. You don't have to worry about the lighting. You don't have to worry about a lot of the other things that you would in video. And so that also, I think, makes it easy. So those are three reasons right off the top.
Those are great reasons. I love that. And I love that you're talking about like lowering the barrier to entry. I think right now, podcasting is one of the easiest ways to and the fastest ways to get on the scene, right? Like you don't have to write a book and then go through and edit it. You right. don't have to do, you know, all these other things take more time. And literally you can enter the scene and within weeks really kind of stand out in the crowd. And were you in the room at this event we were just at when they were talking about the percentage of listens, like how many people are listening to podcasts these days?
Yeah.
It was, I don't remember the exact numbers, but if you're newer to the podcasting scene, one of the things to maybe incentivize you around this is to realize that the access to podcasts is getting easier and easier. There's more technology that literally it's just a click. If you have Alexa or any of those, what do we call talk to speakers that mm-hmm. can, you know, be on command, you can literally tell it to start playing podcasts for you. So podcasting is absolutely the easiest way to get in front of your target audience these days.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And even our smartphones are getting to where they can handle it too. It's like, so my latest habit now is I'll just click on Siri with the iPhone and say, "Hey Siri, play, you know, the podcast Buy This Not That," and boom, it says, "All right, retrieving Buy This Not That," and brings it up and starts playing it for me. So
it's that's real. What I do when I drive now. I'm like, "Siri, exactly. play this podcast."
Yeah, exactly.
It's so easy, and before it was really hard. So, and yeah. now you know, with the cars having, you know, like I have Apple Play in my car, it's just it's seamless. So if you don't have a podcast, I really think you ought to consider it. And you know, look at why are you stuck? Why are you not doing it? What's in the way? What are the fears? Michael, I think we're going to talk about that more in a little bit. But first, I want to know, like, let's talk a little bit more about an authority building strategy, like really all those parts coming together. So people don't get back into that trap of, okay, I have this over here and that over there. Like what, how do we pull it all together?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great question, Melanie. I'm glad you brought that up because I kind of equate it to as like, you know, I'm sure all of us have seen that pencil thing where one pencil alone, easy to snap. But when you combine a bunch of pencils together, they form a much stronger thing. It's much harder to break. It's a similar thing with building your authority blueprint. And so, you know, the podcast, and by the way, and let me even just sidetrack a little bit here. Part of why I was excited when I did hear about a podcast that started one was I had been approached by a book publishing company. And in filling out their acquisitions questionnaire, I ran across a series of questions that were saying things like, how big is your Facebook following? How big is your mailing list? How many followers do you have on Twitter? And it made me start to realize, oh, wait a minute. They want me to sell the books. I thought the publisher was going to do all that stuff for me, but they want to know that you can move copies of your book. And so the podcast was a great platform for me to start to grow that audience in order to promote and sell my book. And so this is where they all start to tie into each other, is your podcast can lead into speaking engagements and plus your, you know, honing your speaking skills. And then all of those can lead into getting your book published. And the other value too is then, and to do them in that particular order, is because now when your book comes out, in your book, you will reference your podcast. You will reference your website. You will provide resource pages, links to stuff that people can type in their computer and go and access more details. And so it becomes more engaging and interactive. And it creates this circle, I call it like an upward spiral of power that they start to feed off of each other and grow at things exponentially.
Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, if you are thinking of hosting or having a book, they are going to look at your social media platforms. So yeah. Podcasting is a great way to get some quick boosts of those numbers. How do you know if you don't have an authority building strategy? Like what's the sign or the kind of the symptom you might be in that you're like, you're missing this component in your business structure?
Yeah, I would say if you're struggling to get clients, Or if you do, like a lot of us will offer discovery sessions or some form of a free 30-minute, 20-minute call or whatever to see if there's a right fit. If you find that you're struggling to convince that person that you know what you're talking about, that you are worth hiring, then I'd say you probably haven't built your authority platform well enough. Because really, if you do that, it will alleviate a lot of that because they will come to the table knowing, or you simply say, oh, well, here's why you should hire me. Here's my book. Here's my podcast. Here's some recordings of some speaking events that I've done. I'm normally, paid to speak on stages, blah, blah, blah. Here's my TED talk or whatever. When you start to be able to reflect all of that back, I mean, the conversation becomes so much easier. And quite honestly, you can build it to the point where clients are coming after you saying, hey, I really want to work with you. I saw all of this stuff that you're doing. You're my person. And you could even end up with a waiting list because you get so booked. So that's the goal.
Those are all great signs. Have you ever seen people who they're complaining that their competition are getting the sales instead of them, and they know they're better at it than the competition?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, and it's so funny referencing back to acting. This used to so piss me off when an actor that I knew wasn't nearly as good as I was would get roles and keep getting cast. And, I really had to step back and look at it like, why is that? Well, it's because of how well connected and networked they were. Because a lot of times, and even in that world, they hire you because of either a reputation or a network of friends who vouch for you, all of these things, because in that world, you want to know that who you're working with is going to be easy to work with and they're going to provide the goods. And so it's not that different in this world too. It's just like you want to know that in advance going in, I'm going to get what I'm paying for.
So I guess this is a good time to ask kind of maybe a little bit of a sensitive question and ties right in here. Why would someone, choose you then over another business mentor? Like, what's that secret sauce that you're bringing in?
Yeah, I guess for me, which I think is also very similar to your work as well, Melanie, is that we're, I don't want to be patting ourselves on the back here, but we're pretty smart, I think. I mean, seriously, and I'm not saying this to brag, but I think we care enough to dig in and learn all of the details that support what we're doing and what we teach. And I make it a point to, if one of my clients asks something that I don't know about, I make it a point to learn about it because I feel like that's kind of my goal. It's almost like we're curators of a bigger knowledge. And so I think that's what sets us apart is that we have done the work ourselves. We've built our own levels of authority by doing all of this work. And that really, helps us rise to the top.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I'd agree. And there's really no such thing as an overnight authority. You don't like just like emerge overnight, but there are certain things that you do that will propel you forward faster. And I love what you're doing with this authority blueprint. I truly have found in all the years that I've been doing this work, and there are a lot of people that do what we do or something similar. And this is the best way to stand out and also to attract your people. And I think at least in my opinion, it's so valuable to attract the people that you're most wanting to work with and kind of repel the others. So having a podcast, really doing these authority components, these pillars that you talk about, that's the fastest way to make sure you're attracting the people who are most likely to work with you instead of the people who can't afford you, aren't going to be interested, are never going to buy from you, or you're not going to enjoy working with.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Melanie. And I also love that you mentioned that it's not an overnight success type of thing. It may look that way to someone who's just observing from the outside, but you don't see all of the seeds that get planted along the way. And it's another analogy that I like to use. It's like a garden. It's if you plant the right seeds, you will grow the right garden. But you need to get those planted, then it becomes simple. Then it's just like watering it. And so like podcasting is like once it's up and running, yeah, then it's just, the occasional release a new episode. It's not like it's a ton of work. And then over time, though, that really starts to grow and will lead to the next elements. And so, you know, it is not an overnight thing, but if you plant your garden properly, you're going to reap really great benefits and have a beautiful business.
Yeah. There's such a thing as accelerating results. Yes. And by really taking steps that someone else has said, hey, if you do it like this, you'll get there faster than if you kind of flip flop around and struggle and spin in circles. And, you know, that's the path that we want to try and avoid as much as possible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, my friend, you have something very exciting coming up. I have to say, I'm wickedly, epically excited about it for
too.
A lot of reasons, but there's some really awesome stuff that you're getting ready to do. You want to share a little bit about that and what you mentioned to me you'd like to do for our guests?
Yeah. So the event I have coming up is called Your Authority Blueprint Live. And I'm so excited, Melanie, that you're going to be a part of it there because, you know, I love what you're doing in the world. I loved having you on Consciously Speaking. And now we're co-hosting this newly birthed podcast. So that's all really awesome. And so the event is going to be a 3-day deep dive transformational business event where we're going to go deep into these four pillars of authority. And when I say deep, I mean, I'm going to tell you, you know, the insider tips of how they interweave with each other and how to maximize that weave, and then also how to monetize at each level of that as well, so that you really kind of support it along the way that you're growing the authority. Even, and I'm not even talking about just getting clients, I'm talking about other ways to monetize these. And so that's going to be a rocking thing that you're going to walk away with, is your own customized to you authority blueprint for yourself. Now, what's also going to make this event cool is that you, Melanie, and some of our other podcast professional friends are going to be there and actually doing some, I call it live, but it'll be recorded live there, but released later, but going to be doing on-site podcast interviews. And that's going to be awesome. I'm having some booths built for that. And by the way, I was even just thinking, you know how we did our Something to Whine About podcast episode over just dinner stuff. We should even just over one of the dinners or something, record some stuff there for that show too.
Totally thinking the same thing. Yeah. I love how our brains are in simpatico.
Right. Cause that'll be fun. It'll make it easy and fun and exciting. And you know, it's so even that podcast, even though that's not business related, it is fun related. And it's such an important aspect of our overall lives, because we don't want to become so much on the business side that we forget about pleasure and life and joy and connection. And so that'll be fun to do that too.
Yeah, I love that idea. And by the way, that's why we're doing Something to Whine About, because it is fun. And sometimes doing the fun things brings more inspiration and energy and enthusiasm back into your core business. So you got to have some hobbies.
Absolutely. And it's fun if your hobby, as we talked about, can also become a tax write-off.
Right.
Or stuff that you love.
Yes. Well, next thing you know, we're both going to be having wine businesses.
Right. Right. And who knows? I mean, it could.
Yes. But back to the event.
Yeah. So the other piece that I wanted to do is to make the offer to people. And that is that right now we're still at super early bird pricing. So tickets to the event are super low. Anyway, I mean, like a first class ticket is $397. And just so you get an idea of what you get with a first class ticket, you get 3 gourmet lunches with the VIP section. So you'll be sitting at tables with, you know, myself, Melanie, stuff like that for those lunches. You get 2 gourmet dinners, also VIP, sitting at tables with, you know, some of the other top podcasters and speakers that we have at the event. You get a bottle of wine, because I love wine, if you couldn't tell by now. So you're going to get a fine bottle of wine. You get a deluxe swag bag. You get VIP seating and entry and all those other benefits that go with first class. So that is only $397. And as if that wasn't enough, we're going to give them the code for your show, which we're going to call, we'll just say,
how about Amplify?
Amplify? Yeah. Let's just use Amplify for your code. And so when they type in Amplify, all caps, at checkout, we'll take another $100 off of your ticket. So now for $297, you're getting a first class ticket.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. And by the way, the tickets are all the way down. You know, you can get economy ticket for $197. So with the discount, it'd be $97. Business class is normally $297. With the discount, you get that for $197. So there are 3 variety of tickets there. And when you go to the website for it, you'll see all of the, you know, different options that you have, and you'll also get to see some of the other stuff that's going to be happening at the event.
Great. Yeah. And we will post that link in the show notes at melaniebenson.com/podcast. You can also get there by going to amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com and just look for the authority platform episode. Now, what happens if somebody's listening to this later and they've missed the event, but they're like, oh my God, I would love to have tapped into that. Are you going to have another one? Is there some way they can, you know, like have access to this information later?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. Let's do this. Let's, okay. Why don't we do this? So I have a guide that I can make available to your listeners, and it's called the Your Authority Blueprint Guide. And it is just, I think it's like a 7 or 8 page book that kind of covers some of the stuff that we'll be talking about at the event. Obviously, it can't go into as much depth, but if someone wants to get that guide, they can get that by texting to the numbers 44222. Again, that's like if you're dialing a phone number, you just text in those numbers to 44222. And then for the message, type YAB guide, G-U-I-D-E, all caps, YAB guide to that number, and you'll get access to the guide, and that'll get you on the list for updates about when the next event's going to happen or anything else we might have going on around that. Cool. Is that kind of what you were looking for, Mel?
Yeah. You know, I just know someone may catch this episode a year from now, and they go to that site, and they're like, what? There's nothing
right.
I want you guys to be able to connect with Michael. And by the way, if you're in the Amplify Your Success community with us, Michael's also there. I'm pretty sure we're going to get some great nuggets from him along the way. I'm always so honored when our fellow influencers from the podcast join us in the community. So you can also join us in amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com to connect with Michael that way. I know he'll hook you up. So Michael, thanks so much for being here. I always like to wrap up with asking my guests a question. And I think today I want to know, like, what's the boldest thing you've ever done in growing your business?
Oh, that's a really good question.
I have to pick one.
yeah. To pick one, I would have to say this live event. And, you know, you've done live events, Melanie. You know that anytime you're doing a live event, it's a big risk. You're putting a lot of money on the line, paying for the hotel in advance, booking the room. You have commitments on room blocks. You have commitments on audio visual and all of the other stuff that you have to provide. And you're just putting it out there that people will find it interesting, inspiring, and want to show up. And so I think for me, this is probably the biggest event to date that I've ever done. And so therefore, yeah.
Well, I'm honored to be a part of it. I'm honored to have you on the podcast today. I love talking about boosting your authority, and I'm actually really excited to talk about it over a glass of wine when I see you next.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and as you guys are listening in, make sure you follow up with Michael. Hey, if you can be at this event with us, get there. It'd be so fun to meet you in person. You know, sign up for one of my podcast spots. I'd love to take one of the listeners and showcase you that way. There's going to be some other awesome podcasters. There's so much great stuff to learn from Michael. I highly suggest that you figure out how to get there in that room to get your authority blueprint off the ground and out in front of your ideal clients. So thanks for being here today. We'll see you again next week with another amazing, inspiring Amplify Your Success podcast. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplify Your Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.